Pamela Geller, Dallas Billboard's company refuses my ad offering help to at-risk Muslim girls. By Pamela Geller on March 18, 2019. It is quickly becoming impossible to criticize any aspect of Islam, no matter how violent or repressive, in the public square. My latest Billboard battle is a case in point. A month ago, a number of concerned Texans wrote me about a hijab promotion campaign on Outfront, previously known as CBS Outdoor, Billboard's running in Dallas. Local media wrote it up in glowing terms, of course. Kara News ran a puff piece with the enthusiastic headline "Billboard Campaign in Dallas Aims to Dispel Misconceptions About Islam and the Hijab." It featured a large photo of the billboard itself, which read "Respect, Honor, Strength. Hijab. The Dress of Modesty." It also offered a phone number for those with questions about Islam and women. Not a word, of course, about the many girls and women who have been threatened and even killed for not wearing the hijab in a practice commonly known as honor killing. This ad's use of the word honor is especially cynical. And then, of course, comes the post-ad follow-up describing horrific responses to the ad. The New York Post just ran yet another "Muslims are victims of Islamophobia" piece. Muslim call center gets hundreds of hate calls for promoting hijabs on billboard. American media companies run these ads without hesitation. For fear of violating Islamic mores and traditions and appearing Islamophobic. A thought-crushing device designed to silence criticism of Islam, thereby enforcing Sharia. The ads garner media attention, paint Muslims as victims, admonish Americans for things they haven't done, and decry a non-existent epidemic of Islamophobia. This billboard is the handiwork of the Islamic Circle of North America, ICNA. Neither Kara News nor any other news outlet that ran glowing coverage of this billboard bothered to mention that ICNA, according to terrorism expert Stephen Emerson, and a report by Discover the Networks, is linked to radical Islamic movements such as the Muslim Brotherhood, the pro-Sharia organization from which Hamas and Al-Qaeda come. Says Emerson, the ICNA's hatred of the Jews is so fierce that it taunted them with a repetition of what Hitler did to them. The ICNA openly supports militant Islamic fundamentalist organizations, praises terror attacks, issues incendiary attacks on Western values and policies, and supports the imposition of Sharia. ICNA's January 2019 conference, with 20,000 attendees, featured a disquieting roster of participants and speakers with extremist views on slavery, homosexuality and Jews. AFD submitted an ad to run on Dallas billboards right next to ICNA's hijab honor and respect ad. But as of this writing, I have had to revise the ad over a dozen times to comply with Outfront. CBS, Outdoor's constantly changing ad policy. The first ad I submitted featured photos of a number of Muslim girls who were honor murdered by their families for refusing to wear the hijab. Above the photos was the legend, "Muslim girls killed by their families because they refused hijab," and underneath, "Are you forced to wear hijab? Is your family threatening you? We can help. Go to fightforfreedom.us." Outdoor wouldn't allow that. Its general manager Zach Danielson wrote me, "Good morning. I just received word that we cannot accept this copy due to the top tagline 'Muslim girls killed by their families because they refused hijab.' Is there any way you all can remove that line and leave everything else as is? Thank you." I responded, "But they were honor murdered by their families because they did not want to wear hijab, they wanted to be free. If I take that line out, nobody understands who those girls are, and by the way, they're from America and Canada. So what would be acceptable? Honor or killed by their families, would that work?" To that, senior account executive Sammy Tamparello replied, "I understand what you are saying, but as mentioned below, whether I agree or not, ultimately I cannot post creative that goes against our company's sick policy slash approval process. Anything with a killed, murdered, or type of violence is not going to get approved. So I changed the top line to 'Muslim girls who refused the hijab.'" RIP Tamparello responded, "Thanks for your assistance. If you all can eliminate the RIP, we will be good to go and I can send over the contract." I said, "Sammy, I cannot eliminate the RIP, those girls are dead. How else would you have me convey that message? How about, rest in peace?" Then I sent in a new ad reading, "In memory of the Muslim girls who refused hijab." That was refused as well. Tamparello wrote, "Our corporate office just informed me that the top line needs to be removed or needs to not include a death reference, i.e. in memory, RIP, or condolences, etc. I answered, "Zach, isn't the message positive? We offer sanctuary to girls whose life is in dangerous. Saving a life. What could be more positive than that?" Danielson responded, "How about offering a positive message that speaks to that exactly? With a tagline that reads, 'We offer a sanctuary to young women, girls who may feel that their life is in danger.'" Note that in Danielson's positive ad, all reference to the girls being in danger because they refused to wear hijab was removed. This is in Texas, where Amina and Sarah said were honor murdered in cold blood by their father, according to police. "But we can't talk about it. Nothing remotely critical of Islam can be discussed." Finally, I submitted an ad reading, "Are you forced to wear hijab? Is your family threatening you?" And underneath the photos, "These girls could have been saved." To that updated submission, Outdoor has not yet responded. Our ad is a public service announcement. And public service ads offering help to women threatened by domestic violence run all the time. But when it comes to the cause of Islamic honor, suddenly we must be positive and show respect. We're not going to let these appeasers and useful idiots stop us. Pamela Geller is the president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, AFDI, publisher of the Geller Report and author of the best-selling book, Fatwa, Hunted in America, as well as the Post-American Presidency, the Obama Administration's War on America and Stop the Islamization of America, a practical guide to the resistance. Follow her on Twitter or Facebook.